up for a brand new start.
Attention, all true believers. Marvel Comics is on the air. From the annals of the world's greatest comic magazine come the adventures of the Fantastic Four. This week, our usually friendly foursome battle each other furiously under the spell of the hate monger. We'll get this incredible adventure started in just half a moment.
Hi, everybody. This is Ben Grimm. P.O. Box 33473. Excuse me. I gotta get ready for the show.
Now, here is the creator of Marvel Comics, the crowned king of comicdom, Smilin' Stan Lee.
Maybe the others know what happened.
Hey, Reed, you experimenting again or something?
At last, I made myself a punching bag that's got some oomph in it.
What's wrong, Ben?
Well, I've been reading the papers for the past hour, and it's something I gotta get off my chest. Just take a look at these headlines.
The hate monger is the most dangerous type of menace. He preaches class inequality, race hatred, and religious blasphemy.
But his activity don't concern us. Reed, it's unbelievable. He seems to have the crowd in a trance.
The hate monger is right. Keep the foreigners out.
Crowd's gone nuts. But if they want a riot, they're gonna get one.
And with a mighty lunge, the thing plows into the grandstand surrounding the hate monger with all the force and fury of a runaway pile driver.
Just wait up there, mass man. I'll get to you in a minute.
Be listening again tomorrow when we hear Johnny say,
"You can take the Fantastic Four and shove it down a gopher hole for all I care."
All rights reserved.
Love is a rose, but you better not pick it. It only grows when it's on the vine. Handful of thorns and you know you've missed it. Lose your love when you say the word mine.
Full of thorns, and you know you've missed it. Use your love when you say the word mine. until when I first met you. Dark or round, hope you care. Dance, dance, feel it all around you. Dance, dance, dance. Mississippi mud never touched her fingers.
Starting, night is calling, and I am falling. Dance with me.
John Hall in Orleans with Dance With Me. You also heard Crazy Horse, a song written by Neil Young, Dance, 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 from their very first album featuring Danny Whitten, and Love Is Like a Rose, Linda Ronstadt, from her newest album, written by Neil Young again. This is KWFM in Tucson. It's 1 minute after 9 o'clock. I'll be with you on the other side of this.
Tonight is opening night at Choo Choo's for one of Tucson's favorite groups, Hardly Small, a great dance group, a group you can get loose with and boogie.
I wanna know what you're living for. You're the kind of girl it is, my love.
Hardly Small, featuring the new lead singer and an all-new show. Come down tonight. It's party night. Your first mixed drink is free, and it's opening night for Hardly Small. They'll be at Choo Choo's 1 week only. Choo Choo's, the home of rock and roll on 4th Avenue.
Okay. I spent the weekend kind of suffering through a sore throat. I decided it was time to go see a doctor. And when I walked in, he looked at me very gravely, and he had this to say.
According to my careful prosthesis, this man has the plague.
Thank you, doctor.
You're welcome.
You've got the plague. Well, isn't he a good sport, folks? We'll be back in just a moment with our next patient, but first...
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes.
We started things off at 9 o'clock with the Fireside Theater and the Plague from That Dwarf. Don't squash those players. Jackson Brown before that. Dr. My Eyes from Saturate Before Using. The Rolling Stones, Let It Bleed. And Cowboy, Scott Boyer and Tommy Talton with Patch and a Painkiller. Right now it's Leo Kottke from his newest album, And Grim to Brim. Coming up on ABC FM News at 9:15, I'll be with you on the other side, Artie here. Coming up, Dave Gordon at 10 o'clock, so stay tuned.
A teenager is losing the ability to express thoughts through writing. A report from the National Assessment of Educational Progress shows more and more samples of teenage writing drifting off into scripted incoherency. Roy Forbes in Washington is the project director and told us how two age groups scored when compared to a similar study from 1970.
By looking at the change that occurred, we were able to determine that the quality of writing for both 13 and 17-year-olds had gone down during this period of time, but the quality of writing for the 9-year-olds had improved slightly. That improvement wasn't, from a statistical sense, a significant improvement, but there was an improvement reported.
Forbes attributed that slight improvement in the preteen set to new emphasis on primary reading programs, a recent development that's just beginning to pay off. And by the way, for any budding male feminist business out there, at all three...
I'm gonna get you.
They certainly got us. Due to technical difficulties, we're going to go by on the news.
Thank you for the dance.
Herbie Mann from Waterbed.
Thank you for a solid chance. Don't want to go too fast. I want to stay the last. Party, 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 party. Yeah, we gonna party, 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 party. Oh, we gonna party, 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 party.
Okay, we have things cleared up now. Back to ABC News.
You lose or you win.
Let there be planters. Let there be planters. Let there be planters. Let the good times in.
After 7 years as a fugitive and an apparent mellowing of political viewpoint, Eldridge Cleaver may be coming back to America. The former Black Panther leader showed up at the American Embassy in Paris today to ask for travel documents, not a passport. We asked ABC's Lou Chiaffi in Paris what the difference would be.
If he had asked for a new passport, that might have presented certain problems to the American Embassy. But according to the embassy officials, he did not ask for a new passport. He and his lawyer simply asked for that document that would allow them to leave France and enter the United States.
Chiaffi says there are reports that Cleaver plans to leave for the States tomorrow. In California, Cleaver's wanted for parole violation and assault charges from a 1968 shootout with Oakland police. Well, crime jumped up 18% in America last year. Teenagers an increasing part of the problem. The FBI reports as the number of teens arrested last year increased 9% as compared to just 1% rise in adult arrests. The report says that though teens are just 16% of the population, they commit nearly a third of the crimes. The economic summit is over. In Rambouillet, France, the president met with four European leaders and the Japanese with the conviction that they can work together to end a worldwide recession. President Ford said,
as a result of the work that we have started, the people of our countries can look forward to more jobs, less inflation, and a greater sense of economic security.
President Ford says the most important thing was for free nations to recognize cooperation as the best way to get sustained economic growth. Well, you can't make a law telling pregnant women when they can or can't work. The Supreme Court struck down a Utah law today. That law denied unemployment benefits to women who are in their last 12 weeks of pregnancy or the first 6 weeks after birth. The law assumed that women were unable to work anyway during that time, and unemployment benefits are only for those who are able to work who can't find a job. The Supreme Court says each pregnancy has to be taken as an individual case. That's the news. Gil Gross on the American FM Radio Network, a service of ABC News.
Thank you.
Girl, Polly Wally doodle all day. She got curly eyes and laughing hair. Polly Wally doodle all day. Wop, but every bee ba ba bo, I'm going to do
up, Mama. And turn your lamp down low. Come on, wake up, Mama. And turn your lamp down low. Where in the world did you get the nerve to turn me from your door? Saying sister, tell your brother, brother, tell your auntie, auntie, tell your uncle, tell your nephew, nephew, tell your cousin, cousin, tell your friend, you know I'm going to the country. Mama, don't you wanna go? I might take me a high brown woman and I might bring me one or two more. Oh, Big H left Savannah, Lord, you would not stop. You ought to seen a colored fireman when he got the boiler. Oh, come on, reach over, Mama, and hand me my traveling too. I want you folks to know right now I've got the Statesboro blues.
Wanted Dead or Alive, David Bromberg in the Statesboro Blues, also Church Bell Blues. You also heard Leon Redbone before him, Polly Wally Doodle All Day, from the first album Mr. Redbone has recorded. And he's been around quite a while. He just appeared on the scene. Nobody knew who he was or how old he was, and he just started playing with people like Neil Young. Bob Dylan joined him on stage, and David Bromberg also did at one time. He's mostly appeared in the East around New York State, the tri-state area. And before that, Eric Clapton with the Driftin' Blues.
The Dusty Chaps are back at the Stumble Inn, but this time for 1 week only. And Wednesday nights, the Stumble Inn will let you empty your first glass of beer free. Might give you a whole new outlook on things.
Soar to the bottom of an empty glass. Lord, you sure look pretty.
Catch the Dusty Chaps while you can, this week only. And remember, after hours, Saturday night till 3 a.m. at the Stumble Inn Country Rock and Stomp Club, 9th Street and Park Avenue.
It's Custom Stereo's Do or Die sale for 4 days only, Friday, November 14th to Monday, November 17th. Custom Stereo will be doing you right with big savings. Savings up to 50% on stock for Marantz, Sony, Sansui, Garrard, Infinity, and many other top brand names in stereo gear, including all tapes and accessories. For your convenience, Custom Stereo will be open from 12 noon to 9 p.m. all 4 days. So get up and get out to Custom Stereo's Do or Die sale. This Friday through Monday, it's Do or Die at Custom Stereo, 4815 East Speedway in the Pinecrest Center. Just look for the searchlight.
Okay, today's weather looks something like this. Sunny and clear, high in the upper 70s. Tonight, clear with lows in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, clear and cooler, highs near the mid-70s. Wednesday through Friday will be sunny and cool. Currently, it's 54 degrees in Tucson. Humidity is at 23%. And the winds are out of the southeast at 8 miles per hour. From McGinnis Flint's newest album, C'est la vie, Rabbit Isle. Coming up at 10 o'clock will be Dave Gordon, and I'll be taking you up until then. 28 minutes to go.
McCoy reporting from a press conference just called by Mike Pullis, owner of Tucson's fabulous fun spot, the Spaghetti Company. And here he comes. Mike, Mike, what's the press conference about?
I'm announcing a $1 billion lawsuit against every Italian restaurant in the world. They're infringing on my spaghetti patent.
Now, Mike, you can't patent spaghetti.
You can't?
No, I mean, sure, your spaghetti is especially delicious, and the Spaghetti Company does have terrific sauces like clam, chicken liver, mozzarella cheese, but you can't sue the world for trying to copy you.
What about my spaghetti machine?
Your what now?
Where we process our fresh-picked spaghetti.
Come on, fresh-picked?
Right off the spaghetti trees.
Trees?
Got a whole grove of them next to our meatball patch.
Meatball patch. I suppose you grow your own cheese, too.
We're trying. But wild mesothera cheese plants are hard to domesticate. So for the time being, we've got to go out and capture them.
Mike, you're off your trolley.
Yeah, and here it comes now.
Hey, there's no trolley in Tucson.
There is at the Spaghetti Company.
The Spaghetti Company restaurant is now open for lunches and dinner at 1818 South Alvernon in Tucson.
This Friday and Saturday night at the Catalina and Eldorado Theater. The Beatles in the Magical Mystery Tour and the Magic Christian starring Peter Sellers, Ringo Starr, and Donald Sutherland. You have an invitation not to miss this exclusive showing at midnight this Friday and Saturday at the Catalina and El Dorado Theater.
Okay, we started off back there with McGinnis Flint from a brand new album of theirs, a song entitled Rabbit Isle. The album's name is C'est la Vie. And then into Leon Russell from Will of the Wisp, the title cut, and Little Hideaway featuring Mary McCreary on multi-tracked vocals. And here's a new way to try Tucson first. You can find people-oriented goods and services in New West Trails, Tucson's People's Yellow Pages. They're now on sale at bookstores and other outlets, and at 745 East 5th Street. Marshall Tucker Band, Searching for a Rainbow.